This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Bershell, B-E-R-S-H-E-L-L, first name Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, the date of birth, December 10th, 1965, date of evaluation, March 3rd, 2026. The chief complaint, 60-year-old African-American male with congestive heart failure. The HPI, the patient is a 60-year-old African-American male with history of congestive heart failure dating to approximately 1 year earlier, period. He stated that he was frequently seen at the emergency room and subsequently diagnosed with congestive heart failure. He reports ongoing dyspnea and fatigue at less than one block, period. Lately, he has been having chest pain with associated shortness of breath, period. He further states that he was diagnosed with CVA, period. Past medical history, congestive heart failure, next number atrial fibrillation, next number hypertension, past surgical history unremarkable, medications, carvedilol 3.215 milligrams BID, Multac 400 milligrams BID, Farxiga 10 milligrams one daily, spironolactone 25 milligrams one daily, Entresto 24/26 milligrams BID, aspirin 81 milligrams one daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father with diabetes and cirrhosis, mother died with gunshot wound. Social history, he is a prior smoker, he was smoked a pack per day, quit approximately 6 months ago. He notes methamphetamine use, he notes alcohol use. Review of systems, constitutional, he reports generalized weakness and fatigue. He further reports decreased appetite, skin unremarkable, nose, he has sneezing every night, oral cavity, he reports bleeding gums, respiratory, he has had cough and dyspnea, cardiac, he has chest pain and palpitations, gastrointestinal, he has heartburn, abdominal pain, and diarrhea, further has history of hernia, genital urinary, he reports frequency and urgency, male reproductive, he reports testicular swelling, neurologic, he has headache, tremor, period. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 135/64, pulse 48, respiratory rate 18, height 69 inches, weight 180 pounds. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiac exam reveals an increased A2P2, period. The skin exam reveals multiple diffuse papular lesions. These are pruritic, period. The impression, one, congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Next number, cardiomyopathy. Next number, methamphetamine abuse. Next number, heart failure most likely secondary to amphetamine use, period. The data review, a report is reviewed from DSS. Patient is noted to have chronic heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, left ventricular ejection fraction of 24%. He has history of atrial flutter, period. The patient had been maintained on GDMT period. He had echocardiogram performed April 1st, 2025. Definity was used. There was noted to be left ventricular enlargement and severely reduced ejection fraction. LVEF was 24%, severe global hypokinesis. There is diastolic dysfunction. There is RV enlargement with reduced systolic function. He has biatrial enlargement. There is mitral annular calcification with mild mitral regurgitation. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation. Estimated PA pressure 22 millimeters of mercury. And the physiologic pericardial effusion was noted. The impression, this is a 60-year-old male with history of methamphetamine use who had developed congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, period. Patient further has history of atrial flutter, period. Currently, he is unable to perform tasks which require significant lifting, pushing, or pulling, period. Functionally, comma, he is categorized New York Heart Association Class 3. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.